This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is the Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Linda
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yebo, yes, be inspired on Radio K Pulpit with Bongani and of course Lindy. We're on this beautiful, cold, a bit cold Wednesday in Cape Town. The date is the 11th of May 2022. Good day. Thank you for joining us, and I trust that you've been listening, you've been enjoying, and you have been blessed sitting with your daily companion on 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit. This is Bongani Msibi. Like I've indicated, I'm not alone. I'm with a lovely...
That's not possible.
Who says that?
Good afternoon. Goeie middag. Sanbonani, molweni, dimasiari. It's a beautiful afternoon. I'm South African, of course. 11 languages, right? Good afternoon, beloved. It's, of course, Wednesday on the Father's Love Show on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. It's so good to be here with you guys. I know you are ready for the word. You are ready for what God has in store for you on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm looking forward to the word. I mean, come on. The word of God is alive, full of power, active. Everything, it's life, it's everything, Alice, whatever that you need, it's in the word of God. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show indeed. As Lindy was said, this is the Father's Love Show, where we say everything that you're going through, the solution is found in the word of God.
In the word of God.
It's in the word of God, you know, nothing else but the word, because nothing was made that was made without the word.
Of course.
So what are you talking about today, Lindy?
Sure, we have a word, hey?
Yes, there's a word. It's just me and you today.
Yeah, topic. I know, I'm so looking forward to this topic. Hey. It's just the two of us, yes. I love it. Just the two of us.
No, it's just the two of us in the studio, but yeah, we are not alone because our listeners have just joined us.
I know.
Yes, and they can join in on the conversation as well, you know, by sending us a WhatsApp message. On 081-7291-657, 081-7291-657. Or they can catch us live, man, on Facebook on 729 AM, Radio Kapsa Council. You can find us there and send us a comment, man. Send us a comment, or you can just click just below my handsome face there on Facebook and just send us a WhatsApp from the Facebook live. So what are you talking about, Lindy, today?
Our topic for today is you are in his plans. You are in God's
Hallelujah.
Plan.
I can't wait.
You are in God's plan.
You are in God's plan. So make sure that you don't change that dial after this beautiful song by Ronnie Mulawudzi, Lord, I Love You. We're going to be talking about the fact that you are in his plan. Just hang in.
Of course, you are tuned in on the Father's Love Show on this beautiful Wednesday, beautiful day, a little bit chilly for me in Cape Town, but I trust wherever you are listening from or watching us from on Facebook, which we are going live right now. You, as I said earlier on, you are on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy, and of course, joined by my partner always, Bongani. On this beautiful day, we're talking about you are in his plan. What a theme, what a topic, Bongani. Mm-hmm. You are in his plan. Because I believe that when I look at this theme or the topic that we are talking about today, you know, someone might kind of like doubt or will not have an understanding or a clue, especially, you know, from the season that we're coming from, you know, through the pandemic and people, you know, losing so much, people going through so much. And, you know, that could bring in or usher in that thought that, you know what, I don't believe that God has something for me, or I'm not in God's plan. I don't know, just living a life as it is, because I kind of like wouldn't understand that kind of a question that you have, Kuti. How can you be here alive and you still believe that God, you know, does not have a plan for you, a destiny for you? But today we're just gonna talk about that, you know what, or encourage you that God has plans for each and every one of us. I'm just going to read the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I know that this is the scripture that we all quote, that we all speak and we all declare, or we all prophesy over our lives, you know, that, you know, believing and trusting that God has something in store for me. Let me read it in the NIV version. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, when I look at the scripture, it tells me that God has planned for me, and those plans are good plans.
Yeah.
Because it does indicate there that, you know what, I have come, or, you know, I created you. I know the plans that I have for you, and the plans that I have for you is to prosper you. And it is specifically written here on my Bible that it says, not to harm you. Is these plans are plans to give you hope and a future.
Yeah.
For this scripture alone, it tells me that God has a plan for me. God has a purpose for me. God, when God created me, He created me not to come here to be a number, not to come here on earth and accompany other people.
Come on.
But He created me for a purpose and a plan. And I believe that that can only be achieved by me, because that's the reason why I'm here on earth. There's something that I have to accomplish that has to be done by me, because I'm here and God created me. So God has a plan for me. And I love the fact that it talks about everything that is good.
Yeah.
It talks about everything that is perfect, everything good. Anything that does comes to harm me, I know for a fact that it does not come from God.
Come on.
So that's what this scripture is telling me. But I want to also add another scripture that I believe it really resonates with what God is saying here on Jeremiah, as we are talking about we are in His plans. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, this is one of my favorite scriptures, you know, for you know, for this year, something
life.
That keep, yeah, I know the word of God is for life, but I believe that in every season, there's a scripture that you stand upon, a scripture that you believe God, you know, on as you go through that season of your life. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, I want to read it for you in the TPT version. It says, "We have become His poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny He has given each of us." You see, that it goes with what it says in Jeremiah 29, that God has plans for me to prosper me. So I'm here to fulfill that purpose. And I have something that I need to do. That's what this one is saying. God has, you know, we are God's poetry, recreated people that will fulfill the destiny that each and every one of us. So never come to that point where you believe, or the enemy brings those thoughts in your mind that, you know what, God, you know, does not have anything for you here. You came here on earth to suffer. There's no such thing. God, this word says to us, there's a destiny that we all need to fulfill that has been given to each and every one of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Come on. When you are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, come on. There's no way that you cannot be able to experience this plan that God has for you. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that this, you know, this plan or this purpose cannot come to pass because you are connected to Jesus, the anointed, the one who is life. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
I'm loving this. And it says, even before we were born.
Mm.
Listen, even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And the good works we will do to fulfill it. That for me, we can just close church. That's it.
Mm.
It for me, that is it. Mm. I don't know what more would I want to hear from me to believe that God has a purpose for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am in God's plan. Finish and clap.
Mm.
Let me tell you, I know you have something to share. I have so much scripture that I need to share with our listeners just to, you know, to add on so that our listener, if you are thinking that I'm just here as a number, I'm here to suffer, you know, when you might have been raised in a family where you are told that you are nothing, you are a mistake,
mm.
you are useless and all these things. Let me tell you, you have a purpose. God has created you for a purpose and you're gonna fulfill that purpose. And the Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 17, James chapter 1 verse 17. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to read it for you in the Amplified Classic Version. It says, every good gift and every perfect, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting, or shed or cast by his turning as in an eclipse. So for me, that it seals it all, that God has a purpose for me. God has a plan for me. And he says these plans that he has for me to prosper me, to give me hope, to give me a future, not plans to harm me. So every plan that God has for me, it's good. And in this scripture that I've just read now in James 1 verse 17, it says that every good and perfect gift, I love that it says it is free, it is large, it is full. So every day when I wake up in the morning, as I look forward to fulfilling the plan of God, I must have that at the back of my mind, that this plan that God has for me, this good gift that God has for me, it is large, it is full. So I must be able to enjoy life in its fullness, because that's what God has intended for me, for my life at such a time as this. And let me tell our listener, there's something that I really, really believe that can maybe usher in those thoughts, or, you know, that mindset that you believe that, you know what, I'm just here as a number. God does not have a plan for me, because I believe when you go through circumstances and trials, those things can trick you to believe that, you know what, I cannot experience anything good upon my life. You know, these things can discourage you into, you know, thinking that God does not have anything good for me. But as I've read these scriptures, from where did I start? Jeremiah 29 verse 11. I read Ephesians 2 verse 10. And now I just read James 1 verse 17. This for me, it tells you that God has a plan for you. And this plan is a great plan. It's good things each and every day. Good things in every moment, in every way. That should be your expectation when you wake up in the morning, regardless of much what you might be facing, you know, at that particular time, whatever circumstance, whatever trial that you are going through. Believe that in the midst of that trial, in the midst of the storm, that, you know what, I know that my God has a plan for me. And those plans are good, they are perfect, they are full, they are large, they are free.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the word of God wonderful?
No, the word of God is so wonderful. Indeed, the gospel is not just only good news, but too good to be true
news.
I tell you, I mean, what you just shared right now, I'm just thinking to myself that, I mean, who dares think like that? Who dares think like, it seems like God has forgotten about me? Who dares think like, I'm not part of God's plan? You know, God just created me to come and suffer here on earth, or to come and struggle here on earth. You know, this is my fate, or this is my, you know, this is what God has planned for me. I don't understand why you could even think that. Because, you know, Lindy, we're just driving around, or just looking around, even my own home, man, looking at you, looking at the kids, you know, with what we have gone through the past 2 years with the pandemic, with Corona, all that I see, you know, when I stand on pulpit at church, or even when I go to college, when I go to the mall, I look at people, you know what I see? I see miracles working.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I see miracles, signs, and wonders working.
Amen.
I see the goodness of the Lord. Because according to science, according to statistics, you know, a lot of people, millions upon millions of people are supposed to die. As a matter of fact, others have passed on. But guess what? Me and you are standing right now. You know what that says to me? We are miracles walking. Mm-hmm. That the Lord preserved our lives. We are not here just because, Tina, we're sanitizing better, or we were wearing our mask properly, or practicing social distance better than those that could not make it. But guess what? God saw it fit to preserve our lives. Because I believe that He has a plan for us. And you have rightly put it nicely in Jeremiah 29:11, that you know what? The plans that He has for us, they are plans to prosper us. They are good plans. They are not plans to harm us, but they are plans to give us an awesome future. I mean, every good and perfect gift, you read in James, you know, that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So if it's not good, it's not perfect, it does not,
come from him.
So really, I think it's about time that we repent. And repentance speaks of a change of heart or a change of mind. So it's not about me confessing my sins, rather, but just moving away from the position of unbelief, really, and fix my eyes on what the Lord had promised to me or to us. You know, I think the most difficult thing, or the most problematic thing for all of us, myself included, is that in this plan that God has for us, we want to put ourselves in it. Okay, let me try and explain that. It's God's plan. And God wants us to trust in Him in order to fulfill the plan. Yes, He's going to use me and you. But at the end of the day, it's His plan. And it's His plan for us. Hallelujah. It might take us doing, but we're doing according to His plan.
His plan.
Because He says, I have a plan for you. He doesn't tell us what plan it is, but He says the outcome of the plan is that it is good.
It is good.
It is not to harm you. It is to give you a future. And for you to understand this particular verse also, you need to understand the background. I mean, in Jeremiah 28, you know, that's where it starts. Because Hananiah comes and he gives a false prophecy, you know, that the yoke in Babylon, because Jeremiah writes this particular two chapters whilst Israel was in Babylon in captivity. Then Hananiah stands up. He was a Gibeonite. I don't have time to explain the story of the Gibeonites. Those are the guys that actually lied to Joshua and them to say, no, we are your friends, da da da, and all of those things. And when they were lying. But anyway, it's a story for another day. Now, he comes, Hananiah comes, and he gives a false prophecy to say, look here, in a short space of time, the yoke shall be destroyed from your neck, meaning you shall be free from the control of Babylon. And it was a lie. And God spoke to Jeremiah and said, no, no, that's a lie. Go and correct that. And as it goes, I think in less than 7 months, the guy dies. And but anyway, so now Jeremiah comes to Jeremiah chapter number 29 to correct the false prophecy. And God is saying, actually, I have a plan for you. The plan is to prosper you, da da da, and then give you a future. But He speaks that right in the midst of difficulty.
Yeah.
Because you might be saying, yeah, but where is God when I'm going through this thing? Where is His good plan? A plan not to harm me and a plan to prosper me. God gives this word of assurance to say, I'm still on my plan. Where now what you need to do, All you need to do now, continue to build houses, continue to live. Meaning remove your eyes from the problem and fix your eyes on the future. You know, fix your eyes on the Lord and do life, man. Do life with the Lord and just forget about what is happening around you. Don't fix your eyes. Have you heard people saying you are blowing this thing out of proportion? Because you are giving it too much attention than it ought to be. So what are we saying here this afternoon is that His plans, His thoughts about you are good. You are still part of His plan. In Isaiah 46 verse 10, the Bible says, declaring the end and the result from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure and purpose. You know, it says, I declare the ends from the beginning, my purpose will stand. So God's plan and purpose for your life will continue to stand irrespective of the circumstances. Situations and circumstances might change, but His promises for you will definitely never change. So you are part of His plan. And God, you know what, is so confident in His plan. He says, it will stand. It will stand. So the only thing that you need to do is to partner with Him by just saying yes to His promises, because they are yes and they are indeed amen. Yes, Ken Reynolds saying, fill this place. We are here on The Father's Love, 7 to 9 a.m. Radio K Pulpit. This is Mungani and of course Lindy on your daily companion. Ken Reynolds, fill this place.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yeah, boy, yes. Where else can you be? This is The Father's Love Show on 729 AM K Pulpit, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. And this is Bongani on this beautiful Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2022. Tinka, thank you so very much for your powerful message, the verse that you have shared. Isaiah 60 in the Amplified Bible, it says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. For in fact, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness will cover the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, Jerusalem, and His glory and brilliance will be seen on you. How powerful is that, Lindy? Another one, she says, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. And she says, even though we do not yet experience or see all the answers we are believing God for, He is faithful because we are included in His plan. Lindio, the Bible says in Isaiah 55, I believe, that Jehovah watches His word to perform and to fulfill, in the sense that He does not allow His word to return to Him void without accomplishing that which He has said for His word to accomplish. So, child of God, all that we are saying is that rest in the integrity of the Lord, that the Lord is not a man. God is not a man that He should lie, neither is a son of man that He should repent. Whatsoever the Lord has declared, that is what the Lord will do. That's what God will do for you. So you don't need to worry about anything, child of God. All you need to do is to rest in His plans, man. Just find rest and comfort in His plans, that you know what, the plans that He has for you, they are good. I mean, Jesus says it in John 10:10, that guess what, the thief comes not but to steal, kill and destroy. You know, when Jesus said the thief comes not but to steal, kill and destroy, a thief will not come to steal from you if there's nothing in you. The thief will not come to your house. If you don't have a house, the thief will not come. If you don't have nothing in your house, the thief will not come. The reason why the thief, the devil, is coming into your life to mess up your life is because there is something in you that the devil wants to come and steal. He wants to come and steal your peace. You know that Jesus actually accomplished for you on the cross. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 that the chastisement for our peace was upon him. The devil wants to come and steal your health because Jesus, you know, by his stripes on the cross, he achieved perfect health for me and you. So he does not come for, you know, for any other thing, but he has come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But on the other hand, Jesus says, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that promise and that plan of God has never changed and is not about to change. You know, it has never changed. It's not about to change. So rest in that promise, child of God, that you are past plan. So if you see turmoil around you, it's not God's plan. If you see, you know, a sickness around you, it's not God's plan, because his plan is to prosper you. His plan is good. His plan is to give you a perfect health, you know, is to give you a perfect future, you know.
Everything
so
good.
Everything perfect. Good. So you need to rest in that, child of God. You need to rest in that. I mean, Acts 10:38 tells us that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing those who were sick and those who were oppressed of the devil. And Jesus says to Philip, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So if Jesus was doing good, then it means God does only good. God wants you healed. God wants you set free. So if that's the plan for all of us, that's the plan for you as well. Lindy.
I mean, what you just said, for me, it just says God's intentions are clear.
Yebo.
Loud and clear. That everything is good. And everything that regards, you know, him, it's good. And everything that comes from him, it's good. And earlier on you said, but who, you know, we were talking about who would think that, you know what, God does not have anything for me, or God does not have plans or a purpose for me. And I just wanted to ask that question and then just share something that I believe will encourage our listeners even this beautiful afternoon. You asked that, who thinks that God does not have plan? And I believe that that's the kind of person who does not have a relationship with God. It's a person who, you know, who don't know who God is. And I'm just reminded about a sermon that I heard. One of a preacher said, you know, it's one thing to know who God is and another to know about him. Because you will hear about him from another source, and that source might tell you something that is not true about who God is. So
based on their own experience.
Exactly. So people who think like that, people who don't know who God is or don't have a relationship, you know, about who God is or don't have a relationship with him. And I know there's a scripture that says, you know, my people perish because, I mean, they lack knowledge. So if that says that, it's because they don't know who God is. And I'm reminded of the scripture in, is it in John chapter 8, where Jesus says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This is the truth that we are bringing to you this afternoon, is that God has plans for you. And those plans, they are good. Those plans, they are good. And you spoke about, the content of why, you know, it's that scripture comes from. You explained that, you know, Ananias gave a false prophecy and all that, which was not true. This is what not God was saying. And that God was saying, you know what, I have plans for you in the midst of the circumstance, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the storm. I have plans for you. And that takes me back to what I said earlier on, that, you know what, do not allow circumstances and trials give you a bad report, a false prophecy about what God has not said. So we are telling you today, you might have listened or focused or had your eyes focused on what the trials and the circumstances were saying to you, that, you know what, you will amount to no one. You know, you're useless. You know, there's nothing good that will come out of your life. You just here as a number. But we are bringing the truth to you this truth that will set you free this afternoon is that God has a plan for you. As I read in that scripture, I think it was Ephesians or was it James? I don't remember. One of them said, we all have a destiny to fulfill. We all have been given. Each and every one of us have a destiny that we need to fulfill. So you are one of those people. The fact that you are listening to me right now, that means God has a plan for you. The fact that you are alive, God has a plan for you. And that plan will be fulfilled and that plan will come to pass.
Amen.
And let me tell you, God is the source of everything that is good. God is the source of everything that is good. When you go through trials and challenges, it does not change who God is. Who God is does not change when our circumstances, you know, changes.
Yeah.
When it does not, you know, God does not go from being good to bad because now a storm has, you know, we have entered into a season of weather challenges and all that. It does not change from good to bad.
Yeah,
Exactly. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So as you said earlier on, that God is confident in his plan. So let us also start being confident in the plan that God has for us and believe and trust. And how do you receive that? I believe. And how do you access that? By faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But I want to read it for our listener in I think it's the Amplified Classic version. Oh, I love this version. It just, for me, it just makes things clear. It says now in Hebrews 11 verse 1 in the Amplified Classic, it says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, it is the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as a real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's how we access those plans that, you know, that God has in store for us, by faith. That's what it's, I love it, how it's explained in this version. It says it's a confirmation, it's a title deed. You have a title deed in your hand. So make use of it.
Amen. Make use of it. And you know, Lindy, it's interesting that even writing this in the midst of, you know, Jeremiah writing this right in captivity when things were not okay, it confirms what we've been saying, that circumstances may change, but his promise will never change.
Amen.
In that God is not actually ignorant of what is happening around you, but he's still coming to say to you, you know what, I know the plans I have towards you. There are plans to prosper. Even Jesus in John 16:33 did say that in this world, you know, you'll face tribulations and challenges in life. However, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Yes, Takindo saying my healer. He is your healer, whatever you're going through right now. Yebo, yes.
There's
Yebo,
no
yes.
other place where you could be right Yebo, now yes. except right here on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and Bongani, as we are talking about you are in his plans. You know what? This word is also encouraging, you know, to me, that I must never ever come to a place where I feel like, you know what, I don't think God really, really, you know, things about me, or, you know, like the plans of God, you know, are not coming through in my life. I just need to be confident that God has plans for me, and those plans are good, those plans are perfect. And I love the fact that God is clear in his word. His intentions are clear for us. He you know, he tells us what he, you know, he thinks about it. He tells us what he has in store for us. So the only thing that I need to do, I love the fact that it's there, it's provided. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to prove myself for that. I mean, Jesus has already accomplished those things for me on the cross. The Bible says, I think is it in the book of Peter, that by his divine power, God has given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. These things have been given. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. Those are good plans, great plans, you know, my gifts, they are good and perfect for you. They are large, they are full. Mm. So the only thing that I have to do is to receive everything by faith. Mm. I don't have to prove or work for it for me to be able to access or for me to be able to enjoy just by faith. I mean, come on. What more can I say? Okay, yes, time is not on our side. Okay, let me say my last word. Yes, be confident in the plans of God for you. That's all I can say. And God, the Bible says he watches his word to perform and to fulfill it. So yeah, that's it for me for today.
That's it for you for today. And let me just leave you with this, child of God. Let me leave you with a very well-known scripture, Philippians 4, verses 8. Mm-hmm. The Apostle Paul says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things." Don't think problems, don't think challenges. You know, just think good thoughts. The reason why you see or you feel or feeling overwhelmed is because you're focusing on the negativity more than you're supposed to. We love you.
That's and a this, good word. I love
this
it.
This comes from a heart of love. Just to come here and remind you that we love you and God loves you and you are in his plans.
Amen.
Tell you what, we are not leaving you alone, just like Jesus when he left and went to heaven. He said, "I'm not leaving you alone. I'm going to ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to be with you. You are not alone, child of God."
Yeah, he is.
And you are not alone on Radio K Pulpit, because at the top of the hour, Kilmer is coming with the news.
That's true.
And immediately after that, we are having the Leaf Stale. So for me and Lindy, till next time.
Same time, same place.
There you have it.
Cheers.
Yeah. Do enjoy yourself. Do enjoy the goodness of the Lord. We love you. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.